The director of behavioral health for the State Department of Human Services says alcoholism and drug addictions need to be treated as chronic health conditions. Pamela Sagnas says that underscores the need for community-based treatment to keep these kind of offenders out of jail. The Interim Incarceration Issues Committee is looking at proposals to help reduce the prison population in North Dakota. One way being suggested is to have community-based treatment available. Sagnas told the committee North Dakota treatment programs are also old school.
Someone is identified as having a substance abuse issue. They then are sent to treatment or identified in a bed. They go to treatment for a fixed amount of time, and then they are discharged, considered to be complete.
Sagnas says someone receiving alcohol treatment, for example, could be kicked out of treatment if that person starts drinking again.
If I have diabetes and I eat cake, and I see my doctor and my blood sugars aren't good, he doesn't say, well, you're done.
The interim committee is working on a proposal to take to the 2017 legislature to expand available treatment options to help keep people out of prison and to lessen recidivism. The committee has been working with the Council of State Governments on that initiative.
It's more of a tune-up. We're really kind of messing with the mechanics more than anything else.
Katie Moshauer is with the CSG Justice Center. She says there's a lot that's working very well in North Dakota, and credits the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation for its policies on probation and supervision.
So what we can really do here in North Dakota is make sure that probation and treatment are relied on more heavily than incarceration, and make sure that we strengthen what already exists within supervision to reduce that recidivism. And those two things can make a really big difference in what's going on here in the state.
Moshauer says there is an initial investment for North Dakota, but without that expansion of treatment, the prison population will continue to grow. She says in the long run, that will be more costly for a state like North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.